If you can bring up anything you would like, toll free 855-450-FREE. We've talked about mental illness, overcoming fear, civil disobedience, paying taxes, radio station. One of our stations, actually, the program director got in some hot water in national media today as a bomb scare cropped up alongside of him trying to flip formats on one of the radio stations in town. So we've been all over the map here tonight, and the Miley Cyrus thing as well. 855-450-FREE and kind of some of the ancillary issues connected with that. 855-450-FREE about sexuality and dominance.
Ancillary. Can you define that? I don't know that word.
I guess not directly connected to it. Like, we weren't talking about exactly, you know, the pop culture meanings of what happened, but more the more important sides, I guess.
I'm going to save that word. That. Thanks, Ian.
All right. So, Arika is on the line to start things out this hour in Providence, Rhode Island. Arika, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's Erica.
Erica. Sorry about that.
Yeah, but hello, guys.
Hi.
It was spelled with an A, so that's what threw me off here. So is it actually spelled with an A, or did the board operator?
No, it's with an E. They must have misheard me, but it's okay.
Gotcha. All right, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I only caught, I think, the tail end of, I think you had a couple callers call in about their experience dealing with mental illness.
Sure.
I kind of only caught the tail end of it. But what I found interesting was you guys were talking about how, you know, like, look, with a lot of the issues in the liberty movement, like looking at videos of police brutality and stuff, like that can, you know, from the outside seem very depressing. But what's interesting is that, I mean, I went through, I'm kind of still kind of at the end of going through treatment for serious depression and addiction. And I really fell out of the liberty movement and paying attention to that sort of thing because of my depression. I've found that with, I mean, at least in my case, you know, depression tends to be very self-centered in a way, not in a bad way, but in that kind of the outside world kind of dissipates. You get so sucked into your own brain that you kind of stop paying attention to outside things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's only been recently now that I've been feeling better that I've, you know, A, started listening to the show again. I haven't really listened in several years.
Why are you feeling better now?
You know, and it's interesting. It's very complicated. I spent the better part of 2 years in and out of a, you know, in an outpatient hospitalization on a slew of different drugs. And I wish there was a simple answer to the issue. Like, I wish I could say that the drugs helped or the drugs didn't help. The truth is that some of them helped for a while. Some of them made things worse. And it definitely differs from person to person. The first time I was hospitalized, I really needed it. I was very addicted to alcohol at the time, and to prescription painkillers.
Oh boy,
which is just
generally you're not supposed to combine those two, right?
No, you're really not. Yeah. It's generally a bad, you know, modus operandi.
Right.
But
it's like the worst of two worlds there.
Yeah, I mean, they're both central nervous system depressants, so combining opiates and alcohol is a great way to, you know, end up 6 feet under.
Mm.
But, you know, I had been on a few psychiatric drugs. At some point I was on, I believe, like 3 or 4 at the same time. So it was just really difficult to parse out which were helping and which weren't doing anything.
Sure.
Right. How can you know which are affecting you in what way?
Yeah, and how can your doctor know? Because the doctor is just hearing from you and maybe some lab results.
They're like a bartender.
Yes, and that's
kind of... finding what's the best mix for you.
That's kind of the issue. And, you know, I had some good doctors and some less than good doctors. I remember the first psychiatrist that I ever had was kind of ignoring me when I was complaining to him about the effects of, I forget what SSRI I was on at the time, but it was giving me these awful dreams and wasn't making me feel any better. If anything, I was getting more impulsive, which was kind of my problem. And then he put another drug on top of it, like, I don't know what his reasoning was, I guess, that would compensate. I remember that drug, because that drug, they put me on Seroquel, which is an antipsychotic, which I thought was weird because I didn't experience any psychotic symptoms.
Like, as if they were, like, what if they put you on a drug and it does make you act different and maybe it makes you act psychotic? You think everything's normal, but then they put you on a drug to compensate for whatever the side effects are, like you're saying, then, like, once they put you on something, you've already been, thrown off kilter, I guess.
Yeah, like, you're not on baseline anymore, so, like, whatever right. other thing they put on top of it, like, how can they know if it's counteracting that first drug or if it's counteracting an actual symptom that you have? It really muddies the waters.
I bet.
And it makes it really hard to parse out what any effect is. There were a couple of drugs that I took that I found useful for some time. I'm currently not on any. I was on one for a while.
That's what I was going to ask, is if you were on anything currently. Okay, that's interesting. So
yeah, I a few months ago stopped taking the one I was on, mostly because I was concerned about long-term health effects. I was on Wellbutrin, which was actually working rather well for me, and it also had a nice side effect in that it's also used as an anti-smoking, like a smoking cessation drug, so I've mostly stopped smoking. But it also really increases your seizure threshold, which I was really iffy about. So I kind of weed myself off of it, and I've been very, you know, I've been paying a lot of attention to myself to make sure that I'm not, you know, to make sure that I'm stable, basically.
Do you have somebody that you're living around that could give you a kind of a third-party opinion on how you're behaving?
Yeah, I mean, since I was in school when a lot of my, like, depression kind of came to a head, I was in college, and I took a medical leave, and I've been back home living with my parents in the meantime. So, I mean, it's good to have them around for now so that they can see how I'm doing. And I seem to be fine. Again, it's hard to say. Like, I went through a lot of therapy, and
I was going to ask if you've been to if you've tried therapy, because I feel like dealing with depression, like, I would want to talk about it more than I would want someone to give me something so I don't have to think about what I'm depressed about.
Yeah, and, I found the therapy, and there were a couple of kind of outpatient treatments that I did that I found far more helpful than maybe anything else. There was one that I went into, which I was kind of dubious about, because it was a program designed specifically for people diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, which was a diagnosis I had thrown at me, and I'm still not sure if I agree with it. It doesn't really seem like a real thing, to be totally honest. I don't know if you know anything about borderline personality disorder, but
I've looked into it a little bit. Yeah, what were you going to say, Telly?
I'm kind of skeptical about psychiatry. Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think?
I mean, like, I try not to have extreme views about psychiatry because, again, like, there have been a few drugs that have worked for me, and especially I've known people, when I was first hospitalized, there was this girl who was actually from the same college I was from, which I thought was a really bizarre coincidence that we both ended up at the same mental institution in Chicago, and we were from the same school a year apart, but
small world.
She was in there precisely because she had stopped taking the medication that was stabilizing her.
Mm-hmm.
She was, what was her? She was bipolar with psychotic episodes was her diagnosis. And she was on, I believe, lithium, which is often given for bipolar. It's a mood stabilizer. And she had stopped taking it because she was a writer and she felt it was really dulling her creativity.
She ended up in this program. Did she place herself there, or was it somebody else who did that?
Well, what happened, again, she had psychotic episodes, and so she stopped taking this medication, and she ended up, she was becoming increasingly more manic, like she wasn't sleeping, and she was acting strangely, and she kind of came to out of a kind of haze, naked in the middle of the street in Chicago, just kind of wandering around.
That's usually an indicator that somebody is reaching out for some help. Hey, Erica, I'm glad you called. I'm glad that it worked out for you, because yours is a story that shows that you don't have to stay on this stuff for life to get better. And
yeah, thanks for sharing,
good to
Erica.
Know. Glad you're doing all right, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. Speaking of naked, we'll get to that next.
Calling all makeup lovers. Bare Minerals Foundation just won its 8th Glammy Award for Best Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials to all women nationwide. That's right, Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of our number one selling foundation. For yours, call 1-800-953-2358. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Glamour magazine calls this foundation a magic eraser. Allure, InStyle, and Elle rave about how it's naturally radiant and good for you. Makeup so pure, you can sleep in it. And clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin for all skin types. Join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals and fallen in love with their skin again. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and see for yourself. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-953-2358. 1-800-953-2358.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Is your dream more time, more money, or better health? Stop by our Youngevity booth at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the GCN team reps and get your healthy energy drink on the way to the fair. Sign up for door prizes and find out about our amazing home-based business opportunity as featured in Success Magazine, located near the main entry to the State Fair off Snelling and Dan Patch Avenue at 1366 Snelling Avenue North, or call 651-261-2040.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't know what time it is in South Africa, but Tally just gave us a quick update on Pete Eyre from copblock.org. We had Pete and Jacob Crawford on the show a few days ago before they left for South Africa on the international wing of the CopBlock tour. CopBlock.org/tours, where updates are being posted. And apparently, breaking news, Pete has been temporarily detained by South African police. We don't know any details at this time as to what the detention was in regards to, but I'm just going to guess that Pete was doing what he does best, and that was on the streets of South Africa, cop blocking and, you know, holding a video camera and asking tough questions of the police there. And, of course, how often that happens in South Africa, I don't know. And if it doesn't happen often enough, the police generally don't know how to handle it, but they'll then lash out with violence because if they don't know how to handle a situation, they tend to turn toward violence as their solution. It sounds like he has been released, and that's about all we know. Tally, any other details on that?
He has a video, I guess, after his release posted on Bamboozer, B-A-M-B-U-S-E-R. And I guess go to the Cop Block channel there, and you can watch Pete talk about his experience.
Copblock.org/tour tends to be where he posts pretty much everything about what they're up to there. So hopefully that will be the only time he's detained by the police, and they'll make it home safe to continue their tour all across the country, where inevitably they'll probably run into some more nasty cops with bad attitudes.
I very much hope that Pete makes it home safely. I don't want him to have to go to court in another country or go
be horrible?
To pee in jail in another country. That sounds terrible.
So 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to talk about a naked man here in a few moments, but also want to inform you a little further about an investment opportunity. ForceFieldEnergy.com is the website for Force Field Energy. Now, this is a company that is poised to really go up in value as far as their stock price is concerned, and that's because they're aggressively marketing some pretty exciting products, like LED lighting. Now, their connection with a manufacturer in China is exclusive. They're the exclusive distributor of this company's products in North America and I think some other countries as well. 30 to 40% are their savings on is what they can pass on to their customers, and it allows them to target businesses, warehouse companies, utilities, government entities, companies with big investments in lighting. These guys, you know, they need to change it out. They need to get rid of the incandescents and get rid of the compact fluorescents as well, and move to LED and save a significant amount per year on the amount they're paying in lighting. So I think that this company could very well go up in value, and so I have invested in the Force Field Energy stock. You can do the same thing, and again, investments do involve risk, so keep that in mind. You can purchase stock symbol FNRG on the OTCQB exchange through your favorite broker. That's ticker symbol FNRG for Force Field Energy. Or get in on the private placement deal. You're going to need $25,000 to get in on the private placement deal, but if you've got it, then you can get their stock at a discount. The discounted rate is $4, and the regular rate is like $5-something. So you'll save a good amount of money, and there's some details there that you're going to need to know about, obviously. ForceFieldEnergy.com. Click their Contact Us link and go and get more information directly from the guys in charge over there. ForceFieldEnergy.com. So 855, 453. We're talking about mental illness. Howard is on the line in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hello, Howard.
Hey, Ian, Allie, and Tally.
Hi.
Yo.
What's on your mind?
Smoke in the alley. I mean, now, I was just wanting to mention my thoughts about the last caller. She was very good, and I really appreciated her expressing that. But, you know, I can really relate to this subject because I struggle with a mood disorder myself. You know, I see, you know, how people are before, like, they take meds and when they take meds. And what I really, my belief is that before the pharmaceutical industry started pushing all these meds and health insurance covered it, people in the past, like 100 years ago, 200 years ago, they had the same problems that people nowadays do.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't turn to, like, drugs that they, you know, that were prescription drugs approved by the government and pharmaceutical companies that really, like, people take and they might, they're meant to, like, stabilize serotonin levels or whatever. But I think in the past people just found ways, like if they needed to self-medicate or find something to make them feel better, they would like drink a little or maybe smoke some cannabis or do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't this thing where you had to think where you had to be on this medication for like bipolar or whatever forever. It was just like people found ways to live, but there's also, my main thing is, You know Amanda Bynes? Like, I've been thinking about her a lot.
I used to watch her show all the time when I was a kid.
She got 502, that's what we call it here in Pennsylvania.
Well, let's explain who she is. She's another Disney teen star.
Well, Nickelodeon, right? She was on Nickelodeon.
She's a famous star. She made millions of dollars being an actress, and she was good. She's a lot younger than I am, but I remember seeing her. She was a talented actress, but she got 502, and she's been in a mental hospital against her will for like a month or two now, and I don't hear anybody talking about her. It's like, it's so easy to be forgotten, and that's the thing.
Yeah, well, that's
a great
point.
Once you're 502, a judge, you won't get out of there unless a judge approves you.
Scary
stuff.
That's
what, I feel bad for her, because I can only imagine, even though, people who are that mentally ill that need medication, if they're schizophrenic or something, it is bad. Like, they're not in reality and stuff.
I don't know what Amanda Bynes' story is. Like, I don't know what all led up to it. I obviously think that's really bad to try to force someone into, like, a mental institution. But
happens
like
all the time.
What do we know, like, what their justification is?
I think the most egregious act that I heard about was she set a fire in the driveway of a homeowner.
And her little pet dog got caught on fire, too. So it's bad. She's been getting in a lot of trouble, like, the past year. Like, everybody's been saying how sick she is, and everybody feels bad. Like, it's obvious. The young lady has a mental illness, but you can't do anything. But that's the thing, like, it's for her best interest that the government has taken away her rights.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
I don't either, Ian, because I imagine, like, she's probably thinking that she's all, she must feel like everybody's abandoned her.
Right. I don't know if you're going to get the kind of care that you need when you're forced somewhere against your will. I just, I find it hard to believe that the people that are operating the facilities like that, where it's like, oh, what we do is we take people in and they've been forced to be here.
Maybe
they're going to be the best crew,
Maybe because she was on Nickelodeon, people expected her to stay a child for the rest of her life, just like they did with Miley Cyrus, and it drove her crazy.
Yeah, but what Ian's saying is, it is scary. Governmental stuff, when any kind of institutional stuff.
Howard, thanks for sharing that, man. I really do appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thanks for the call and the thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
People have a hard time feeling compassion for celebrities because, celebrities are usually pretty wealthy. It's easy to be jealous of celebrities.
And there's always some new pretty girl around the corner to replace them, which is why it's easy to forget about those people. But what about all the people that are put into these facilities that you don't even know about?
Right.
I mean, we know about Amanda Bynes because we see maybe a news story about it here and there, but that doesn't speak about the thousands of individuals.
Well, it kind of does.
Put there against their will, but you don't
We're
know
talking
their
about
stories.
Them.
We're coming up.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves toll free. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you. We've got news updates. You can get signed up and follow us via email. We'll update you on the most important updates about Free Talk Live via email, but you can also follow us via Facebook, Google+, and Twitter, and that's where you'll get more granular during the show kind of updates and outside of the show as well. I posted a video of the studio kitty, Ravage, who does not live at the studio at this time, unfortunately.
Listen, me now.
He lives with you, lucky lady.
Lucky.
But he performed one of his best tricks, which is rolling over on command. On video, and it was finally captured on video, and so I posted that earlier today. So you never know what you're going to get. Usually it's newsy kind of stuff, but at the Free Talk Live Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, you can go to news.freetalklive.com to follow us that way. That's news.freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands that you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, and they have the lowest prices. Go and see for yourself, get it, and get it quick from ManVentureOutpost.com. We go back to the phones and to the fun. Dave is listening in Youngstown, Ohio, to LRN.FM. Hey, Dave.
Hey, I'm going to lighten things up a little bit tonight.
All right.
I have recently gone to the Reddit page for Free Talk Live, and you know where you can pick the articles you want to see discussed and which ones you don't, and that sort of thing. And
yeah.
There was on there there was one called Revolution, an Introductory Manual. And I opened it up, I watched the video, and at the end of it there were three other videos you could click and you could watch them. This is put out by Storm Clouds Gathering. Now, what I want to know is, do you guys have any connection with storm clouds gathering? Because this is a really high-class, polished, really great video work. Like, they've been doing this kind of stuff for years on end. And if you look at that, they use the same phrases that Free Talk Live does. They use the same words. They have the same references to things going on in the world, things like that. And it's like, wow, this is Free Talk Live on steroids. So I was just wondering if there was any relation between the two of you.
I don't know who is behind Storm Clouds Gathering. Do either of you?
I'm subscribed. Like, I see their videos sometimes, every once in a while. But
you don't know who it is?
I don't know.
No, I haven't dug into him too much. I know the guy shows his face sometimes on the Storm Clouds Gathering YouTube channel.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know who it is, but it's certainly... I mean, I'd just like to clarify... The Liberty Movement is a pretty wide movement. There are a lot of people who don't know everybody in this movement, but the ideas that we're propagating are certainly not they're not original. I'm not the one who thought these things up. So I mean, I've been inspired by people, and I'm sure Storm Clouds Gathering has also been inspired by similar people.
You should go on there because this is like Free Talk Live on steroids.
Well, he does a little bit like.
Doesn't he kind of get to violence in some videos, or no?
I don't know. But I know that when I watch him, I get, like, really scared of what's going to happen, and I don't like that.
Yeah, so it's kind of negative, you think?
I just get this impression that I don't want to say... I hope I'm not thinking about another channel, but I think Storm Cloud Gatherings is, like, very... They think
the name sounds
Bitcoin
ominous.
Is a scam? Oh, God, I hope I'm not wrong about that. They don't like Bitcoin, but I want to make sure that I'm right before I'll correct myself if that's not true.
Yeah, we definitely don't want to speak out of line here. Yeah. How many of the videos have you watched, Dave?
Have you seen anything about Bitcoin on there?
About a dozen of them.
Impressions?
My impression is that they're very good. They document what they say in the videos, and I haven't gone to check all of the different things, but they're the same things that Free Talk Live always talks about. You know, like what's going on in Iraq and cops shooting people and tanks running down the streets like the Bearcat and things like
that. I've seen a couple of them, and I've enjoyed it. I thought the production value was very good, and I liked the message that I'd seen there. So I can't speak from a position of expertise. You've seen far more of them than I have. I guess my curiosity is the vision. I mean, you're saying he's talking about things that are happening similar to what we might say, but is his vision for the future a negative one? Is it one of fear, like, oh, you know, everything's going to come crumbling down and... War,
it's basically the same as Free Talk Live. For instance, he has like three stages of getting to the next world war. And what he says, if you don't do the first one, you're going to get to the second one. And if you don't get the second one, you're going to get to the third one, and then you're going to have to deal with it. And the third one, of course, is armed resistance. And he tries to tell you, hey, don't let it get to that third one. We don't want an armed revolution in the streets. He tries to make it so that... you know, we can do this peacefully, at least the ones that I've seen.
So, I don't think he was against Bitcoin. I think I was thinking of a different channel.
Okay,
sorry.
Great. I'm glad to hear that he's not advocating violence, because I was concerned about that.
He's trying to keep you from doing that, yeah.
Okay, great.
If you go to the Revolution and Instruction Manual, and at the very last one, the video stops, there's three other choices you can make. That was my takeoff point, and it was just so much like FTL, I had to call and ask if there's any relationship there.
I don't know. Maybe he has listened to the show. I couldn't tell you, but maybe you want to ask him that question. And I thank you for the call tonight, Dave. Appreciate the recommendation. 855-450-FREE. Yeah, ideas you hear on Free Talk Live are certainly not original. I mean, I'm influenced by certain people, and you guys, I'm sure, are influenced by certain people that may not be the same that have influenced me. But ultimately, you know, these ideas that are floating out there about liberty, they're not new.
Yeah, and we all have our influences, and sometimes those influences overlap, and sometimes it's cool to, like, bring in another, you know, I might be saying something that I read from someone else, and it's like, sounds like I'm just saying it because I came up with it myself, but we all do that to some degree. Almost all of our ideas are in some way borrowed from another person.
But it's great getting all these different perspectives, something you wouldn't think of, somebody else has a different take on it.
Right.
Let's go to Matula. He's in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live, Matula.
Hey, what's up, fellas and lady? How you doing?
Hey.
Hey,
Did you guys see, just tuned in to the broadcast about half an hour ago. I don't know what y'all been talking about, but have you guys seen John Kerry's address today?
Oh, let's talk about that.
No, what is it?
Tell us.
Oh, my goodness. It was 22 minutes of rhetoric trying to justify what they're doing in Syria.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah, it was his job.
Check it out.
It was his job to make the case, right?
As Secretary of State, yeah. That's his job to do that. But, bruh, I was always taught as a little man, if you can't look somebody in the eyes, then probably you're not telling the truth. He might have looked at the camera in the eyes with the crooked eyes probably once. You know what
I'm saying? was he reading from papers? Did he have a teleprompter? Was he in front of journalists?
It was a paper. It was no teleprompter. It was all paper. Okay. And he was scrambling all over the place, man, trying to... Man, he did a horrible job. You should check it out, man.
Good.
Now, from what I hear, he mentioned all this intelligence that they had, but wouldn't reveal any of it. Is that what you saw?
Exactly. Yeah, I saw the whole thing. It was only 22 minutes long in its entirety, you know.
Did he take any questions from any journalists over
there? No, he didn't take any questions. It was horrible, man. He was trying to justify their actions in Syria. And at the same time, he was trying to say, well, we're going to do what the American public says is right, but at the same time, we know this and we know that and we know. It was a we know speech.
Well, the Russian government knows that it was the rebels that launched the chemical attack. Now, I don't know who's right. I know United Nations.
I believe the Russians. And everybody else does, too. You know what I'm saying? They got caught with their hands in the cookie jar. Assad said a year ago, I will never use chemical weapons. That just gives you reason to invade me. Why would I do that?
I'd like to find out who. I mean, the situation, from what I understand, is that there are rebel forces surrounding Damascus, which is the capital of Syria. And as Syrian troops were getting closer, somebody released some chemical gas.
Matula, thanks for the heads up on that. Appreciate hearing from you tonight and the thoughts as well. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. One man has stripped off his clothes and got arrested, then did it again. We'll tell you more about that if we get a chance. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. 855-453, toll free, and it's Free Talk Live.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
Incorporation, protection, success.
Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first weekend in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland, and the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and take off your clothes. Well,
nothing.
If you want.
Getting hot in here.
that's what happened in Vermont. Bellows Falls, right across the river from us here in Keene, New Hampshire, with one man taking off all of his clothes more than once. And the toll-free number, by the way, 855-450-FREE. If you've got a related story, maybe you want to comment on the idea. Because in Vermont, it's not illegal by state law to be completely nude. There are some towns, some cities in Vermont that have passed city ordinances against public nudity. However, if you're not in one of those places, in theory, it's supposed to be completely legal. So the story is coming from the Keene Sentinel at sentinelsource.com. Alyssa Dandria with the story. Bellows Falls man was arrested Thursday, accused of indecent exposure in an incident that prompted an elementary school to go into lockdown.
Wow.
Dylan G. Gingis.
Was he in the school?
No. Was charged. I'll tell you more about why that happened. Charged with disorderly conduct and five counts of prohibited acts. I don't know what that means. At about 10:55 in the morning, police were called to the Shell station for a report of two nude men, according to a news release from the Bellows Falls Police. They warned the men they were violating a village ordinance that prohibits such activity. While public nudity is not illegal under Vermont state law, it is illegal in the village of Bellows Falls. After confronting the men at the Shell station, police were called a second time to the area of Cumberland Farms. So it doesn't really give you detail, like, when they confronted them, what happened there?
And by the way, this is about 30 minutes from where we're sitting.
Yeah, not far at all. Police were called a second time to the area of Cumberland Farms, where the store manager said the nude men would not leave, according to the news release. But the men quickly fled that location before police could apprehend them. So why didn't they, I guess I'm really curious to know what happened with the first contact when the police showed up initially at the Shell station where it says that they confronted them.
I wonder if he was on Shell station property because, you know, if I own a business, I don't want some naked dude on my property. Gross.
Which is probably why the manager at Cumberland Farms told them to get out. But why didn't the police take an action in the first instance rather than allowing them to go on their way? I'm just curious about that. Not that I think they should have. I think they should leave the naked guy alone. I mean, maybe at most say, hey, look, buddy, you know, the manager of this shop called us, and he doesn't want you around here if you're going to be naked. So, you know, no shirt, no shoes, no service. And in this case, no shorts. So that would have been enough, I think. Just look, you're not allowed to come back here. If you come back, you're going to get charged with trespassing.
But that wasn't done?
I don't know. Maybe that is what was done. I'm totally speculating. Whatever happened, the first time the police talked to this guy, they apparently let him walk away.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, cool. Like, here's a warning. Maybe the guy covered up, but he still wanted to do his nude romp.
Let's see here. According to this story, the police fled the, excuse me, the men fled the location before the police could apprehend them. That's at Cumberland Farms. The next report came from the Penguin Mart. So these guys were just going to all the fast food, or not fast food, but the convenience stores apparently in town. Police were able to detain the men for a short time there to investigate the complaints. However, they said that Mr. Gingas refused to identify himself before fleeing the scene.
I'm trying to figure out, like, is this guy just, like, really nonchalant? Like, nothing's wrong. I'm just a nudist guy. Like, this is my culture. Coming up to Cumberland Farms. Or is this guy who's, like, crazy, probably on some kind of spice or something, like, out of his mind?
Well, I think I heard from somebody that I know who knows this guy. Because, again, this is close. They went to,
people around here, yeah.
Rainbow gathering together, so I don't know if there's any spice there.
I heard rumors myself as well through the rumor mill. I don't know how true this stuff is, but the Rainbow Gathering was happening at this time, and for those that don't know, are you familiar with Rainbow Gathering, Tally?
No.
So, Tally, how would you describe a Rainbow Gathering? I've never been to one, personally. I've only heard from Rainbow Gatherers.
Yeah, I just heard stories of people that are getting back, and so it's like a gift economy, camping. The people that stayed behind towards the very end made sure that the earth and the grounds were in pristine condition. But it is a camping festival.
Bunch of tree huggers.
It's a hippie fest. I mean, it absolutely is. They're basically, you're going to encounter a lot of maybe anarcho-socialists, straight-up communists, folks like that at a rainbow festival. Generally, money is considered forbidden, I believe, at rainbow festivals.
Right, or commercial activity.
That too. So typically, people show up with a bunch of food, and it's their intention to give all of that food away. And so inevitably, you get different types of people that are going to show up for that, right? So you've got the kind of person who's going to show up, and they feel like, well, I'm here, I want to contribute, right? So I want to get in, I want to work in the kitchen, I want to, you know, put some of my time and effort into this. These people brought some food, I'm going to help make it, I'm going to clean some dishes. You know, somebody who wants to contribute to the community. And then there's also the people just sit around and just eat for free and take people's drugs for free. So
they're there for the pot of gold.
Or the pot, or the whatever else is available, because apparently there's plenty of drugs available at the Rainbow Family Gatherings. These things have been going on for decades. I don't know when they started, but I bet you it was before my lifetime. Rainbow families have been traveling around, or the Rainbow family has been traveling around the country. They go to different state parks, and there have been a lot of actually interesting conflicts that they've had with the police over the years. I remember one really epic video where the police were kind of trying to stand down the rainbow gatherers, and the rainbow people just walked right past the police. It was like these two walls, like the cops versus the rainbow family, and it was pretty cool to watch that happen. So there's definitely a lot of cool things that I think happen with the rainbow family. Anyway, rumor has it that Dylan, in this case, had taken some mushrooms on, I don't know if it was the day in question or when in relation to the interactions with the police. I don't know if he had ever taken psychedelic drugs before, and rumor has it he found God while on the mushrooms, and I guess decided that clothing was no longer a necessity for his life, and decided to no longer wear clothing at that point.
Okay, so it's a lifestyle choice.
That's just what I've heard.
Perhaps following his experience at the Rainbow Gathering.
Right.
So he might have been nude for quite some time prior to the police involvement in this story.
He may have, and maybe he just got thirsty and wanted to go to the gas station to get a drink, right. And then all of a sudden the cops get called. So a few minutes later, this was after he fled the scene of the third Quickie Mart, a few minutes later he was spotted running down Prospect Street, which is near apparently an elementary school. The school was placed into lockdown while officers attempted to locate Mr. Gingas. After police were unable to find him in a surrounding area, they advised the school to come out of lockdown but to avoid letting the children outside the building and to keep the blinds closed. Now, I'm sorry, what is a naked man going to do to anybody. I mean, he could hit someone, I guess, but he's certainly
not... He can do anything a clothes man can do.
No, he's not concealing a weapon. I mean, so he's nowhere near... Like, you've been in school, I'm sure, when they've done this lockdown stuff.
I didn't know he was unarmed. He could have had a holster and weapon and still
be considered naked. I suppose you're right. He could have been strapped while being naked.
But I probably could have assumed from the Rainbow Gathering he probably doesn't carry a gun.
I'm wondering if the school would have gone on lockdown had it been Robin Thicke and Miley Cyrus outside.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Thank you.
The school, let's see. So with the help of the Vermont State Police, they did eventually locate him at his home. He was arrested without incident. And Bellows Falls police could not be reached for comment about why the men were at the stores or whether the second man, whoever he is facing charges. And I was able to find some video of one of his arrests because apparently he was arrested again. And I don't know at what point afterwards he was arrested again or what it was that he was doing the second time around.
I just feel
for being
like,
naked.
You know, if I decided that, like, I knew God and to me that means that I shouldn't wear clothes anymore, that... Okay, so in that situation, I would still know that when I'm leaving my house all naked and whatnot, that eventually it's going to cause conflict at some point in my day. If some business would...
Because people don't like naked people, and it's unfortunate. I think people should be able to walk around naked if that's what they want.
I would encourage them to bring a towel, because you don't want to like sit on a seat after a naked person.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
No, definitely not. Right, and then that's when it comes down to private property rights. And the store owners are certainly well within their rights to say, sorry, buddy, no naked people allowed.
Right. I personally would know at the store I work at that if a naked guy walks in, he's not allowed to be in there naked. He's just not, you know?
Right.
Because the owner would be like, there's lots of reasons. I don't think that I would even have to ask what to do in the situation, but... Like,
you'd ask
but if
leave.
You had a store, would you allow naked consumers?
It depends on what the store was about.
Okay.
Like, if I decided that there was a large nudist community and I wanted to have some kind of nudist gym or something, I don't know what people do when they're naked.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it does.
People don't wear much clothes when working out. I'm trying to think of some things people would want to do naked.
Apparently, this man wants to do everything naked now. So,
buy a soft
maybe
drink
start
at a store.
Maybe start a little community of nudists. You know, have a some kind of dome-like thing.
Those do exist. You know, and there's nowhere to sit in the store Allie works at. So, I mean, it wouldn't be like a naked man going in there would be.
Yeah, but it's very tight quarters. So, if there's a kid in there, that's
that
gonna
be bad.
That would be
the show on.
So, anyway.
Good night, everyone.
Hey, check out Jason's website, too, spiritofarcadia.org. Spiritofarcadia.org. Cool site, good info about independence and freedom. And we'll see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.